The Indian River School District in southern Delaware noticed a surge of unaccompanied minors entering local high schools last winter. Most came from Central America and little formal education. This school year, the district opened a new program catering to these recent immigrants. WHYY's Avi Wolfman Arendt reports.
The G.W. Carver Center sits across from a cornfield down a series of two-lane roads. Even by rural Delaware standards, it's isolated.
We have a holiday on Monday, yes?
That's teacher Michael Grabowski. His students are all recent immigrants, mostly from Guatemala. They came here in droves last year, many to live with relatives who are working in Delaware's chicken processing plants. This corner of the state has one of the highest concentrations of Guatemalans in the U.S.
They just kept coming, and the principal kept calling and saying, I don't know what to do. Yeah. Like, where are they coming from, and what should we do about this?
Luann Hudson is the director of curriculum and instruction for the Indian River School District. Last winter, she got a series of phone calls from the principal at her district's biggest high school.
He kept telling us, we've got to do something different. We can't handle their needs. Like, we don't have the right stuff here.
Most of the newcomers had little to no formal education, spoke indigenous languages, and were really just learning Spanish. Their English was non-existent. Take 18-year-old Yolanda Cortez. Her native tongue is Mam, a Mayan language.
I knew number 1 to 10 when I came, a couple random words. I know a lot more words now. I know sentences.
With teacher Lori Ott translating, Yolanda says she moved to the U.S. 7 months ago to live with a sister.
It was difficult in the beginning. I didn't think I would get used to it. My sister would tell me not to worry, it'll get better. And then I was able to come to school, and I have my classmates here that helped me too.
Indian River created a special program for students like Yolanda called APEL. That stands for Accelerating Preliterate English Language Learners. It's a voluntary remedial program with about 60 students. The idea is within 12 to 18 months, these teenagers could absorb enough to join regular English language learner classes.
So in the beginning, I think what we really focused on was basically survival skills within the school. How do I ask to use the bathroom? How do I ask to sharpen my pencil? How do I tell someone I don't understand? Things like
early on, students left class without permission. One even took his shirt off when he felt hot. But now the students look comfortable. Attendance is excellent, and there's a sort of liveliness to class activities you don't often see among teenagers.
Obama's our president.
Why is he president and Mr. D's not president?
Ott says some of that success is kind of by accident. See, due to enrollment growth, Indian River officials couldn't house APEL at the local high school. Instead, they moved it to the G.W. Carver Center, an overflow building miles away. As a result, APEL students are completely separated.
They're not afraid to do anything because there's no one there to make fun of them. They're all in the same situation, and when you're with your American peers, I'm going to pronounce it wrong, oh, I'm going to have the wrong answer. But these students don't feel that way at all.
A year and a half is a long time. You know, you're talking about two grade levels, really, that kids would be experiencing this kind of isolation. And that, I think, becomes worrisome.
Patricia Gandara is a professor at UCLA who has written extensively on English language learners. She says newcomers need exposure to American peers in order to truly learn the language.
The opportunity to be in school with children from the mainstream not only provides them with peers who are models of English, but it also provides the motivation to want to speak the language because they have a need to communicate.
Gandara understands the need for isolated newcomer programs, but prefers they last 3 to 6 months. And recently released federal guidelines say districts should integrate English learners as much as possible with the general population. For Lori Ott, the real test will come this fall when students start moving back to the traditional high school.
There's a lot of questions about next year. There's been questions all year because they know that our goal is to get back to the high school. So every time it comes due for end of a marking period or grades, are we going back now? Is it time to go back? And I'll say, no, not yet. They're nervous about it.
Ott can't dwell in the future for too long, though. Newcomers are still coming to Indian River. The APEL program adds about 2 to 3 new students every week. From the Delaware desk, I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.